Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2156, Kristen and Joseph R. Hudson.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a wellness center, including yoga, massage, meditation, acupuncture, and lectures, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.33 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 0.28 miles south of Hudson Road. The 911 address is 14904 Coastal Highway, Milton. The tax parcels are District 235, Map 16, Parcel 75 and 77. For the record, staff would submit a site plan, the comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation that did not require a TIS. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
My name is Christine Hudson.
And I apologize for that. I was reading off of
another
sheet where apparently we left an E off the
end. It's okay. My husband and I, Joseph, bought the Lewis Church of Christ, mm-hmm. and it's continued to operate as a church, but not the Lewis Church of Christ. But there was enough space in there, and I was very interested in yoga and meditation and the item that I stated on my application that there was room enough to do that. So I wanted to be able to have a wellness center in our community.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
This is already kind of going on there, isn't it?
It was, yes. Okay. I was teaching donation only and donating my money to Just Soup and the Salvation Army.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Because I am a teacher. I'm a certified yoga teacher since 1986 and been practicing since 1986, and it served me very well. My husband and I are very, blessed, and I wanted to share it.
Now, will you be making any changes? It didn't look like there was any changes on there. You won't need any extra parking. Will you have any employees? What kind of hours will you keep?
Well, the application states it would just be on the weekdays. The church has it Tuesday night, Saturday, and Sunday. So it would just be during the week. Just a small amount of students right now. Really, it would be less than 12, three times a week.
Okay. We try to get everything on the record. So,
But occasionally there would be maybe some lectures or meditation that maybe, would have a few more than that, but we'll stay under the 20.
Okay, we try to usually get hours that just so that we can say. So like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. would probably?
Well, yoga, the way yoga usually works is people come in the morning and then nothing goes on all day, and then after work they come back.
Right.
And we do a little bit of yoga two or three times a week.
So
be it.
Okay.
Very small.
When they come back, we just need to get our hours squared away. What would be the latest they would possibly
Class usually is an hour. So hour to hour 45 minutes.
It would start when?
5:30.
Oh, okay.
Be done by 7:30 usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we say maybe.
Because you have to come a little bit early to prep the room, and then you have to tidy up.
Right. Okay. Do you need a sign?
I already have a sign on the building. I call the building the Olive Branch, and
right.
then we have the name Soul Saving Station there for the church.
Okay.
And that's sufficient. It's mostly word of mouth with yoga.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's all I had. Oh, and it's just going to be you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Next.
No questions.
Okay.
I'm good.
Here, I'm good. Sounds like a typical activity we have at our church.
Okay. All right. Lauren?
No questions here.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Council? None. All right, then. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2156, Christine and Joseph R. Hudson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2156? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Well, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.